But in the meantime, you can have your say as well. 1300 01 1170. And I'm pleased to say this bloke's on the line.
But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your
bed? Here he is. Sparty, good afternoon.
G'day, Joel. How are you going?
I'm outstanding, but I'll get better after speaking with you, Spartman.
Look, I've got a predicament, and inadvertently it involves you blokes.
Right.
Now, about 8 weeks ago, it was a Monday, and for some unknown reason, and I still don't know why, I won a hose on this wonderful program.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
A hose.
Yep.
8 Mondays ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the preceding Saturday and Sunday prior to that Monday,
yep,
probably the word abomination on the punt is a good way to explain it.
Yes.
Right? That's probably the best way to explain it.
Yep.
And there'd been a $200 withdrawal from the joint account rather than the outright account.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. And the outright account. That's
being
right,
a dot joiner. Yeah. Right? We've all got them. And being a dot joiner, after the hose happened, I knew I was going to get interrogated, for want of a better word, about the 200.
I know where this is going.
Monday or the Tuesday.
Yep, I know where this is going.
So, you know exactly where this is going. So I said, when I did get interrogated, no. There was a bloke at the pub, because the ATM was at the pub, right, the withdrawal, which is, I'm normally better than that as well. I let myself down on that front as well.
We're like, also very mindful of that play, aren't we?
You can just walk out and go like away. You just buy a cherry ripe, and then whack on a withdrawal on the end.
Correct.
So it might be $151.50,
yep,
of which you got $1.50 groceries. But anyway, that's another story for another day.
Right.
Anyway, so where it's going. So I said, no, look, this guy said it had to be cash, the hose.
Right.
It'll be coming. I thought it had all been forgotten. Guess what the first thing that was said to me this morning upon waking up? When are we getting that hose? What was said to me.
Listen, I needed to defer this answer. In what world have you not got the hose by now, Brooks?
Yeah. Well, actually, that's what I said.
Where's my hose?
Well, Sparty, thanks for the call.
And Sparty.
The hose, we have passed on your details.
Yeah.
And we're finding there is a bit of a trend. There's no Tongue Gary, NTG, and his wife have been calling and texting, not necessarily in that order, regarding where their hose is. So I think we have enough to investigate and see where your hoses are, particularly now that you've used it as a...
Sparty, can I get back to you, mate?
Look.
Let's get back to you, mate. Why have you got joint accounts? Okay, simple fixly. Do it like this.
Simple fixly.
No, fix. I meant to say fix. This thing's right up my nose here. This bloody microphone.
Yeah.
The simple fix is, mate, have a sneaky account. You hear me? Sneaky.
He's got
that's
sneaky.
Was emptied.
That's right.
So there was nil. Mate, there was nothing left.
Okay, got it.
And my only way to survive was to get into that.
We've all been there, Sparta.
The hose, right? And then, look, I've been married for nearly 28 years, and it's fair to say we've come through a fair few things, and we're still there.
Mm.
If this whole thing falls down because of a hose, I'm a non-violent man, but I'm going to come and find you and crow peck you.
Yes.
All right? Crow peck. Remember the old crow peck?
Yeah. It's just, I used you, you helped me to help myself. Yep. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was two brothers just helping each other.
Well, you know
help a brother out.
Spartman, you're the official dot joiner. The official.
You're catching.
Yeah, I know, I'm catching.
Official.
COVID is the big problem.
Yeah, it is contagious. Now you,
you're
my
absolutely
friend.
Absolutely correctional.
Yes, correct. Correctional. Now, Spartman, you are a dot joiner.
Mm.
Now you can help me with this.
Yes.
In what world, right?
Mm.
So if a listener has rung up and complained about the Makita hoodie, another one has complained about the Blunston boots, and another one has complained about the hose, right? Our producer here, Brooksman, is deflecting it to the suppliers. But in what world do we not start asking questions of the conduit to these suppliers? I'm suggesting our man Brooks becomes heavily under the...
So do I.
I'm suspecting the crow picking must be getting ready. What do you think about that, Spartman?
Well, all I want to say, and I'll just, I'm not one to cast judgment on others.
Yes.
But when that outside broadcast happened, he had some Blundstone boots on.
Yes.
He had a Makita hoodie on.
Yes.
Yes.
And true. He had something resembling a hose.
Yes.
In his slacks. So I have joined the dots.
Yeah.
He's a good man.
Yeah, of course.
He's trying to make his way through the world, right? He's doing his best. Very attractive man, right? That beard does a lot for him.
Yeah.
However, your job's your job.
Yep.
And if you've got a job, you need to fulfill all facets of that job.
Yes. It can't be coincidence that all three prize sponsors have not made it there. So I'm with you, Spartman. In what world is it not Brooks? But anyway, we've got to go. We've got to go, Spartman. We've got to hit our commitments, a break and back with more. But he's right. He's right, Spudley.
100% he's right.